does the U.S. Supreme Court talk about the press? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ronnell Anderson-Jones, professor of law at the University of Utah, takes a look.
With new attacks on the press as the enemy of the people, or fake news, scholars and commentators in recent years have tussled with some complicated conversations about the fragile and deteriorating relationship between the press and the government. Yet, while we've seen some sophisticated examinations of legislators and the president's depictions of the news media, one branch of government has received almost no scrutiny on this front, the U.S. Supreme Court. This gap in the research is remarkable, given the court's role as the very institution entrusted with safeguarding the rights of the press. Our large-scale empirical project tries to fill that gap. Our research reports the findings of the first comprehensive examination of the U.S. Supreme Court's depictions of the press. We tracked every reference to the press or the press function by a U.S. Supreme Court justice in the court's opinions since 1784. We coded these references to the press for the presence of common frames and for whether the frame was conveyed with a positive, negative, or neutral tone. The results of our study reveal troubling trends at the court. We find that there has been a stark deterioration in both the quantity and quality of the court's depictions of the press across a variety of measures. The justices are now less likely to talk about the press than they were in the past, and when they do, it is more often in a negative light. At this crucial moment, when we have seen the risks to democracy that accompany executive and legislative branch attacks on the press, our study finds that the U.S. Supreme Court is not pushing back.
That was Ronnell Anderson-Jones of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.